Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about one of my favourite ever films, Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Now, I love all of Tarantino's films, but Pulp Fiction is my favourite, and I'm going to explain exactly why. Before I give you a little presentation about the movie, I've got a few words and expressions that I'd like to take you through in preparation for the presentation. So first of all, the word soundtrack. A soundtrack is the music from a film or a TV show. The next word is a verb, to interweave. To interweave means to mix together. Interweave. Next is a phrasal verb, to end up. And this is the conclusion to a series of events, often when the situation changes. And also pay attention to the structure. When we use the phrasal verb end up, if we use a verb after that, it must be in the gerund. So listen out for end up and then the gerund. Next, another verb, to halt. To halt something means to stop or end something, to halt. And it's spelt H-A-L-T. Next, another expression, to be worth. We use this if something is interesting or useful or valuable in some way. We say it is worth. And then if we have a verb, again, we're going to use it in the gerund form. For example, it is worth going to that restaurant. The food is delicious. To be worth, and then the verb in the gerund form. Okay, so listen out for those words and phrases and how I use them in my presentation about Pulp Fiction. Here we go. Okay, so this movie isn't for everyone. Don't watch it if you don't like violence or swearing. In fact, don't watch any Quentin Tarantino movie if you don't like violence or swearing. But for me, it's so much more than just guns and blood. It's funny, brilliantly structured, and has some amazing performances as well as a great soundtrack. So let's start with the story. No spoilers, I promise, in case you haven't seen it. It's actually several stories which interweave and connect with each other, including one about a boxer, played by Bruce Willis, who is being chased by gangsters who had demanded that he lose a fight, which he ended up winning. The gangsters are played by John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson. And there's also a really memorable part where Travolta's character, whose name is Vincent Vega, takes his boss's wife, played by Uma Thurman, out for dinner. If you've seen the movie, you'll remember that great scene with the dancing contest in the restaurant. The different parts of the movie are not in chronological order, which makes it really interesting to watch. For example, the first scene of the movie is halted halfway through and concluded at the end. Pulp Fiction is creative, clever, and very funny. If you don't mind a bit of violence, it's well worth watching. Okay, so that's my presentation about Pulp Fiction. Did you hear the vocabulary and the phrases that I mentioned at the beginning? Hopefully you did. If not, go back, listen again, try to hear not only when I use them, but also how I use them. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope it's encouraged you to get Pulp Fiction on tonight, maybe. Remember, if you have any ideas for movies or books or anything like that that you'd like to hear me talk about, then please send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.